Hello, I'm here now with Sally Davenport. Hi, Sally.
Hi.
You've been around Gestalt for many, many years now.
Indeed.
And yes, you still have a grain of excitement there. How come?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's interesting. When you say excitement, what I notice is, as a Gestalt is that it's almost like I can taste, you know, something that I'm looking forward to finding out more about. And we talk about curiosity and fascination as the essential sort of stance, really, of the Gestalt practitioner in organisations. And right now I'm really excited about the detailed sort of exploration and examination I'm doing of particular structures of the field. In other words, the environment that support and enable particular ways of being. So, for example, let's just look at induction. And it's a process and a procedure and often in a policy enshrined in organisational life is how we induct people into the culture. And I've been really looking at induction as a ritual of entering a space. And as you enter, you begin to take on and become a culture carrier.
Like a rite of passage.
It is a rite of passage. It's a portal. The induction is a portal. And the markers of the induction, you know, in organisational life, but across culture and anthropologically and all sorts of ways, those entry points are very, very important. So one of the things I've been studying specifically at the moment in different organisations is what are induction processes to do with mentoring, preceptorship, initiation, apprenticing. You know, what are you told? Who do you meet? How's information conveyed? How do you discover? And so for a lot of people in organisational life, there seems to be a very crucial sort of stage at which they enter an organisation.
So why does this really interest you?
I've been working with transition points in organisations, and I've worked quite a lot on people moving into leadership or succession positions. I've also worked quite a lot on exiting people leaving organisations through various reasons in the coaching practice. It could be development, but more likely performance or reorganisation. But really looked at in organisation is entry. You know, people very rarely talk about how did they join the organisation, what did they notice. Because experience would tell us that how they come into the culture, how they're initiated or inducted, will be absolutely foundational in the values and attitudes that they express. And I think it's one of our strengths as well, as consultants or facilitators, is that we stand often at the boundary of the organisation. We stand on that threshold of we come in and we go out. So I think we're very sensitive to those entry points and to really studying them.
So I wonder how it might be to induce people to the field condition of the organisation rather than the rituals of it.
Absolutely.
How that might differ.
Yes, absolutely. I think in Gestalt organisational practice we talk about, you know, being sensitive to the field as, you know, it could be a literal as you arrive in the car park, what do you notice? As you look up at the building, what happens in your body? As you open the front door, you know, what did the smell of cabbage remind you of at boarding school or something? But, you know, how did the first person on the door say hello or just barge out past you? You know, often by the time you arrive at your desk, there's a sort of barometric resonance that tells us an awful lot about the organisation as field. And I think one of the things that happens is before long in an organisation we can become desensitised to that. And I think as facilitators, part of what we're crafting really is our ability to sense and notice those fields, and to then think, who do we become within those fields?
I think there's something there, because I see Gestalt very much as being experiential, rhythm model, par excellence. It tends to heighten your awareness to poor conditions, good and bad.
Absolutely.
So as a consultant, you go inside the organisation and do what then?
Well, I think one of the first things, I mean, is if you're an external, is that you notice. You really notice. And you notice in a very sort of multi-layered way the laminations of that organisation. As I say, you know, there will be, as well as the colour of the wall and the quality of the coffee and the smile on the receptionist's face, there will be a sort of energetic resonance that will give you a sense of what is possible in the organisation.
So let's say you wake people up.
Mm.
So what then?
Yeah, so you lift the stone and it's like, oh my goodness. Well, I guess what we can do then is think, what are the conditions under which people flourish in organisational life?
Yes.
What do we need? What are the key relational supports? What are the personal journeys and stories that we share? What are the collaborative, collegial relationships? How do we create or suppress each other at work? What do we do with that energy? How does the energy come together to give us a sense of the aesthetic of organisational life? You know, it's like we often talk about the science of organisational development, but there is also the artistry, the coming together that gives us the felt sense of what's possible in the organisation. And I think it's really only Gestalt that it has a technology and a science and a craft of how to learn and develop that ability.
Thank you.